Hello, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. This is the teacher, and I'm your host, Ali. Well, in this program, the teacher, we try to answer some of the major questions about Islamic teachings. Please stay with us. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Today, what we're going to answer is the philosophy behind tayammum. So this is a common question that gets raised by many people. What is the philosophy behind tayammum? Let me first explain a little bit what tayammum is, as some of you may not know. First, let's talk briefly about it. Tayammum is a replacement of wudu and ghusl. Typically, the ahkam books, they list 7 conditions under which tayammum is allowed. Most common reason is the unavailability of clean water. What do we need the clean water for? To do the wudu and ghusl. There is a special procedure to perform tayammum that starts with hitting the hands upon the earth. The details can be found in ahkam books. Numerous people question this, that what is the benefit of hitting the hands upon the earth and then wiping them over the forehead and back of your hands possibly possess. What is really the benefit of this? This makes no sense to many people. Then some also say that it results in a transfer of microbes when one performs tayammum. So what is the philosophy behind performing this form of cleaning ourselves instead of taking a shower, which means ghusl, and instead of doing the ablution, which is called wudu? So today we're going to be discussing this philosophy, inshallah. There are 2 aspects that I would like to present here that will answer, inshallah, this question. The first aspect is the ethical and the spiritual aspect. And then the second one is the sanitary benefits. Well, tayammum is one of the acts of worship in which the soul of worship in its true meaning, it becomes manifested. So there is a soul and a spirit and the ruh of a worship, and through tayammum that becomes manifested. What do we mean by that? Basically, what happens is when a man wipes his forehead to perform tayammum, the most honorable portion of one's body is what? Forehead, right? It's a common perception. By means of this and doing this special procedure, like hitting the hands on the earth, when someone does that, he hits his hand on the earth. This is because man wipes his forehead, which is the most honorable portion of his body, by means of his hands that have been struck upon the earth in order to exhibit his humbleness and humility towards his Lord. And that really translates to him saying, my forehead and my hands are totally humble and subservient in your presence. So he says to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is the intention one has in his heart when he performs this action. He says, my forehead and my hands are totally humble and subservient in your presence. After which he proceeds to engage himself in prayers or other acts of worship that require wudu or ghusl. This in itself has a great effect in developing within the people a spirit of humility, subservience, and thanksgiving. Please be with us as we will explain the second benefit of tayammum after a short break.
What if we don't find water for wudu? What shall we do? Tayammum, an alternative to wudu and ghusl in certain situations. How do we perform tayammum? Start off by making your intention, which is to seek closeness to Allah with this act. Take off your rings and be sure that there's no barrier on the skin of your forehead and your hands. Hit the bare earth once with the palms of both hands. With both of your palms, wipe your forehead between the hairline and the top of the nose, including the eyebrows, from the top to the bottom. Then wipe the back of your right hand with the palm of your left hand from the wrist to the fingertips. Repeat the same thing and wipe the back of your left hand with the right palm. Done! So quick and easy. But what can I do tayammum with? You can do tayammum on earth, soil, sand, a lump of clay or stone. It's also acceptable with gypsum, bricks, clay, and with gathered dust if it's considered fine soil. What's important is that it must leave traces on your hands. For example, it is not permissible to use marble stone with no dust covering it. What is used for tayammum should be clean, tahir, and pure, and shouldn't be usurped. If you don't find any of the mentioned items, you can make tayammum with mud. If that's not available, you can use a dusty item such as a dusty cloth. There are a few situations in which we have to do tayammum. The first instance is when there is insufficient water for ghusl or wudu. And also, if we have lost our hope to find water in the allocated time for our prayers. In this situation, we have to do tayammum. The second instance is when there is water, but there's a risk of thirst for yourself or for others, or even for the animals which you keep. Thirdly, if there is water, but there's not enough time to do your prayers on time. Fourthly, when there is sufficient water, but we can't use it due to disability or fear of our safety, honor, or our belongings. Number five is when obtaining water could put you in an unbearable and difficult situation. The sixth instance is if using water may harm your body. And number seven is for some specific situation in which there is a splint or bandage on your body.
Every day is a lesson, and everything you do defines yourself. Now I know we all have good intentions and different ways we have to cope with stress. Before me it's easy, 'cause I know he sees me. Before me it's easy, 'cause I know he sees me.
Welcome back, dear listeners, to IRIB Radio. You're listening to the show, The Teacher. We're talking about the philosophy of tayammum, and we talked about the ethical and spiritual benefits of tayammum before we went on the break. Now let's talk about the second part, which is the sanitary benefits of tayammum. Today, it has been established that soil, due to its containing numerous bacteria, is able to do away with contamination and pollution. So the scientific researches are very evident about this fact. These bacteria, whose work is to decompose organic substances and eliminate various kinds of infections, are generally located in numerous numbers on the surface of earth or at less depths. And when you do tayammum, you're actually hitting that surface of earth. So this is how you benefit from the soil and those special substances found in that soil, and it has those sanitary benefits for one who is performing tayammum. These particles on the surface of earth benefit from the air and sunlight, and hence when we do this procedure of tayammum, these benefits get transferred into our body. It is for this reason that an animal carcass or a human body when buried after death, and similarly polluted matter that is on the surface of the earth, they get decomposed in comparatively shorter time. And in the face of bacterial attack, the infection gets destroyed. Surely, if the soil were not to have possessed such a characteristic, the entire planet in a short period would have transformed into a center of infection. So it is really because, and these are the facts that the scientific research proves, it is because of these substances in the surface of soil that keeps this earth to stay the way it is. Otherwise, it will be filled with center of infections. Essentially, soil possesses a property that is similar to an antibiotic and is extraordinarily effective in eliminating microbes.
You can talk it down, turn the other way. Fear the truth, but it won't go away. Can you hear it calling? Yeah. You can write.
Dear listeners, we hope you enjoyed today's episode of The Teacher. Don't forget to log on to our website at www.parstoday.com. parstoday.com. We leave you in Allah's care and bye.
And there's nothing left around. Can you feel it? Can you feel it? When your knees are on the ground, you may feel, but it's allowed. Are you listening? 'Cause I need forgiving. 'Cause I need forgiving.